This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm James Deacon and welcome to Desert Island Dicks, the show that sees you marooned on a desert island after a plane crash with the worst people and worst things imaginable. Who they are and why they're a dick is up to you. And here to share their Desert Island Dicks with us today is actress and comedian Sukh Ojla. Hello.
Hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm really good. I was really excited. I must be overshot my mark there.
No, it's nice. Welcome. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I really appreciate it. Yeah. As always, let's dive in.
Yes.
Who's going to be your first person?
First person is going to be Carol Vorderman.
Carol Vorderman. Vorders.
I know. And do you know what? No, do you know what? I'm not guilty. I don't feel guilty about this at all. But everybody used to... I remember coming home and watching Countdown after school. And I loved the wordy part of it. You know, making your words out of the letters, whatever.
Yes.
And she just comes across as such a smug cow.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's because I was in the intermediate class for maths at school.
Here she
is. It's a big deal
when you
go to a grammar school because you're treated like a dunce. They're like, the highest mark you can get is a B. It's like, right. You know, until about 2008, I thought I was really stupid because I went to a grammar school.
Really?
Anyway, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. It's only when you start talking to people and they go, oh, I got like a D in maths. And I'm like, oh, I was made to feel bad because I got a B.
Oh my God.
So I don't know if it's because I hated maths or if I was quite jealous of her being able to do multiplication like quite easily or what have you.
Mm.
Or because I found her so annoying. And then there was a time in every time you'd open one of those crappy magazines like Heat or whatever, everybody would be like, oh, but look at Carol Vorderman. Isn't she really hot? And I'd be like, no, she's not.
No, I don't.
She's not. But no, the people did.
Yeah.
She was, voted like, oh, she's like the thinking man's crumpet or whatever.
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember this? And the whole world had gone mad. People loved Carol Vorderman.
Yes.
I cannot stand her.
So she really used to annoy you.
Yeah. And she'd be so annoying on a desert island.
Yeah. I think she would. Well, she was in the jungle, right? Didn't she go in? Did she go in the jungle?
I'll be honest. The jungle's the only reality TV program that I don't watch.
Okay. Right.
I'm afraid.
Yes.
Love Island, I'm there.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Jungle.
I think she's less like... She's less likely to be on the...
She's less likely to be on Love Island, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got to be 21.
Yeah, 21.
And have tits around your ears. Yeah.
You do, and you have to, have 3 million Instagram followers.
Yeah, at least.
Or something ridiculous, yeah. Carol Vorderman. I don't remember her ever annoying me that much, but I definitely see where you're coming from.
Yeah.
How do you feel about her replacement, Rachel Riley?
See, then I just stopped watching it.
Okay, so not interested.
No, just not interested. See, that's what she did.
Mm.
She lost Countdown. Valuable viewers. That's how annoying she was. And I loved the guy. He died, right?
He did,
Richard Whitehead.
Do you want to look it up?
No, it's fine. Okay. I'm going to say it's Richard Whitehouse.
Yeah.
He looked like a Richard.
Yes, yeah.
Sweet, lovely guy.
Mm.
And then the camera would pan to Vorders and I'd be like,
what
a prick.
Do you think?
Yes.
There's a smugness.
Yes, definitely with her little pencil cut dresses and her maths and her big pen.
Did she have a big pen?
Yes.
Did she?
It might just be in a Sharpie, I don't know.
So you like the word you like doing the words, but
words are great.
Less so the maths.
Yeah, probably a lot more to do with me and my own my own issue with mental arithmetic.
I always struggle with that bit.
Yes, I think if you're really good at mental arithmetic, there's something wrong with you. I do. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
Might be a slightly divisive statement. But I think any normal, interesting person can't do mental arithmetic that well because their brain is too full of interesting facts about things or...
Yes, okay.
Know, quips.
Quips. Is that what replaces mental arithmetic?
Yes.
Quips, yes. Carol Vorderman, yes. Okay, an interesting choice. I must say that I feel like I've always been indifferent about Carol Vorderman. But, and I don't think she's ever annoyed me. I do sort of recall her being a massive part of my childhood. But I don't remember why. I feel like at one point she was just everywhere.
Yeah,
right?
She was
like massive part of pop culture. Like, and... just for being on Countdown?
Yes. I don't think she did anything else.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it, actually, how that can be...
But who decided? Who sat down and went, right, OK, the Sugar Babes have changed their lineup for the 58th time.
Yeah.
Who can we talk about now? I know Carol Vorderman.
Yeah, I know. It's mad, isn't it?
Did she just have a really good PR agent? I don't know what...
I think there was just less channels.
Yes, that might be. We had 4 channels, didn't we?
Really?
Oh, you probably don't remember that, do you?
Yeah.
Remember 4 channels?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
I think I remember Channel 5 being launched.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice. Okay. Sweet. Okay, Carol Vorderman. I think, did you say she's the thinking man's crumpet?
I remember that phrase. I used to be obsessed with magazines. Like, as a teenager, I used to read all of the magazines. Mm. And that was the phrase that was used back in 2000 probably.
Crumpet.
Yeah, it was.
Wonder who coined that.
Thinking, yeah, awful.
Didn't someone, before this, we were talking about Desert Island Discs,
yes.
Right? Now Lauren Laverne presents Desert Island Discs. I'm not sure who said it, but didn't someone get in trouble for saying Lauren Laverne was the crumpet man's thinker? Which I think is just brilliant. But
I love the play on words, but what does that mean?
I don't actually know. But I just think it's great. I just think whoever swapped it around is... Yeah. Anyway, I think they got in trouble for that, so I may or may not leave that in the podcast after I've done a deep
don't
Google.
Get
if that's an ongoing court case, then I will too.
Yeah.
If not, I'll leave all of this in.
Yeah, great. Might be a very short podcast.
Yes. Yeah, I think you're right. So thank you so much. Carol Vorderman is going to be your first choice.
Yes.
Unless there's anything else on Carol Vorderman.
No, I think that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah, I definitely feel calmer now. I've got all that off my chest.
That's Carol Vorderman. And who's going to be your second choice?
Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. Now, this is an interesting one to me. I as soon as I Googled Anna Kendrick, I knew exactly who Anna Kendrick was.
But you didn't know before, did you?
I don't think so, no. Go on. So
that's not, by the way, that's not why I don't like her.
Okay.
Anna Kendrick has a face that I really want to punch.
Really?
Yes.
Why?
I want to punch her in the face, like with a
do you?
Chair.
Like, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Like a proper hefty, like wooden dining chair, not like a collapsible number, not like a deck chair. Like she really, I don't know what it is.
Oh my God.
Probably not going to make for very good listening because I don't even know what it is that annoys me about her.
But that happens sometimes.
Right? It does, doesn't it?
Mm.
I wonder what that is. Maybe she reminds me of. Do you know what it is?
Go on.
Anna Kendrick. Looks like those girls that I went to secondary school with that would pretend to be your friend.
Oh.
For like on day one or like for the first couple of days.
Okay.
And then you'd go and sit next to them in the canteen at lunchtime and they'd be like, what do you think you're doing?
Really?
Yeah.
That kind of turnaround?
Mm-hmm.
And she has that written all over her?
Yeah, she's got snide bitch written all over her face.
She? Wow. Anna Kendrick.
And do you know what? I watched, no shame, I'm going to say it.
Mm.
I watched all of the Twilight movies. Okay.
Nice.
And I thought she was good in them.
Okay.
But then I realised that that's just because she was playing her annoying self and she was acting opposite people who had all the charisma of a snotty tissue.
Okay.
So maybe that's why she was really good. And then I watched Pitch Perfect because
yes.
I thought, well, you know, I quite like this premise for a film. It's like, you know, quite kind of female led. Yeah. Awful. Hate her. Can't stand her. Even when I see her on the side of a bus, she makes me so angry. Like she actually warms me up in
wow.
a way. Like it's so much anger that it actually
oh
heats
my
me up.
God. I don't know if that much venom has been spoken about someone without actually knowing exactly why.
No idea why. No, it's just because of her face. And I'm not ashamed to say that I am this petty.
Oh my God. Anna Kendrick.
Mm.
Interesting.
But, and also, because some of the men that I've spoken to about this have said that they really fancy her. Why?
Oh, interesting.
They're like, oh, she's really talented and she's really beautiful. I'm like, really?
Oh, that's quite cutting. Anna Kendrick. Wow.
I don't know.
Okay,
don't know.
So do you think Pitch Perfect, should she have not been in it, would be your type of film?
No, because Rebel Wilson was in it and was doing that whole kind of, oh, yeah, I'm really fat, so that's really funny.
That's so a good impression.
That's not on me.
Okay, yeah.
Let's move
right.
on. We're not
okay,
doing it.
Okay, yeah.
So maybe the whole film was problematic. But...
Right, okay. Anna Kendrick. I mean, I don't know.
You probably don't know. There's probably not enough to kind of say about her. But
no, she was on TV in something the other day, I'm sure. And I was thinking... this is interesting. It's quite wooden. I'd say it's quite wooden. There's not a lot going on.
Yeah. And I feel like she's just playing herself.
Mm.
Just really annoying, bratty American
so
person.
It brings back memories of maybe school.
Yeah.
Or a type of person at school.
Yeah, it's just got that kind of pinched face. I think girls will know what I'm talking about. Like,
okay.
What I'm talking about.
I'm interested to
hear.
Yeah,
there's a bitchy face phenomenon.
When people connect with that, they often get in touch via social media.
Do they?
Yeah, tweet us. Let us know. Wow. It will happen. It will happen. You might not want it to, but it's going to happen.
No, I know that I only know one other person who can't stand her. That's my friend Alex.
Okay. Who brought it up first?
Oh, I don't know, but I remember having a conversation with her that went on far too long.
Really?
About Anna Kendrick.
Anna Kendrick. What? I feel like I've said her name.
We've said her name a lot, and now it doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Do you know what I mean? Once you've gone too deep. She's massive, though, right? So there must be something going on. She's very famous.
Oh, she's just vapid, though. It's like, what? Why?
Do you think...
can she sing? Is that what it is?
Can she sing? I don't know.
I'm assuming she was in Pitch Perfect.
Oh, you didn't watch it? Oh, you watched some of it?
Well, no, but I'm assuming because she was in Pitch Perfect that she can sing.
She's got to be able to sing, right? Okay.
Yeah, I've blocked a lot of that film out of my memory.
Yeah, okay.
Maybe it's that. Mm. But I don't find her particularly charming either. I even made myself sit through an interview... with her. I made it to about 40 seconds.
Did you? You just gave up.
I just gave up because I thought I just felt so wrong.
What films do you love?
What films do I love?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Wow, you put me on the spot here, so I'm just going to say the first thing that came into my head.
Go.
Normally I censor myself because I'm also an actress as well, and I feel like I should like really... I love films... I love anything with Jason Statham in it.
Do you?
I know, you didn't expect me to say
that.
No, I
didn't.
I will watch Jason Statham all day long. And not because of the way he looks, although that, you know, certainly helps. I love really formulaic films.
Okay.
So Jason Statham, I find his films quite soothing because I know what's going to happen. I know that he's going to be playing this outcast with a violent past, possibly, you know, ex-army, SAS, whatever. And then he's going to be sent on a quest somehow. Probably a mission. A mission's probably better. Yeah. So he's going to be sent on this mission and then he's going to meet at least one beautiful lady. But, oh, it's Jason Statham and he can't love anymore because he lost someone when he was really young. Now he just can't give himself like that to anyone. But then they sleep together anyway because
of course.
It's basically every man. And then...
And then he
like does the mission and then he like, you know... I was going to say beats off, but like fends off. That's a different show. He fends off.
He may do in that film, doesn't he? In that film where he has to keep his heart rate up. I'm sure he does beat off in that.
Yeah, see, that I don't like.
No,
no,
okay.
That I feel like is making a mockery of the genre.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm such a world-class genre. I mean, those films sell well, don't they?
Yes, they do.
And I don't blame you for liking them, but let me put you in a scenario here, right? Statham is in a film.
Okay.
And it's like tipped. People are like, wow, he's really made the genre good.
Mm-hmm.
Anna Kendrick is the co-star.
Oh, God, what?
What do you do? Are you going to watch that film?
Oh, no.
It's your favourite. You clearly love that type of film.
God. Is it more like Crank or is it more like Transporter?
What's your favourite?
Oh, fuck you.
The Transporter.
Oh, shit. This is like Sophie's Choice. But harder. I will watch it, but I won't watch it in the cinema.
Okay.
I will watch it, and then I'm going to watch it on mute with subtitles on, so we don't have to listen to a bloody voice.
There you go. That bad, then.
But also, that's how much I love the Stace.
You need to see him in action. Oh, I think there's a there's almost a podcast in that. You watching all of Jason Statham's film with the sound off.
Yes.
Doing the commentary.
And he's brilliant. Great. Can I just say, Jason Statham, I've got a lot of respect for the man, because he never really attempts to do a different accent. Like, it doesn't matter who the character is. He's like, no, I'm sticking with this accent. Or sometimes he'll attempt it, and then halfway through the film, you can tell the director's just given up.
Okay.
But there's like a certain type of film that only Jason Statham's going to be in.
It's true. Yeah.
Like, who else? Like, who is his competition?
Yes. Who else could pull off their genre? I'm just trying. No, I mean, that was poor. That was poor. I'm very sorry.
Months of trying.
Again, maybe it's okay, Anna Kendrick. I feel like you fully justified.
Thank you,
Anna Kendrick. And thank you very much, Sook. And who's going to be the third choice?
Bear Grylls. I don't know if it's Bear Grylls or Bear Grylls. Bear Grylls.
That's continuity.
Either way.
Cannot stand
him. Now, I was a bit conflicted about this because I thought maybe he'll be quite a good person to have on a desert island because of his survivally background.
Yes.
But he'd be so annoying. I'd probably kill him in his sleep.
He would.
Yeah. He'd be too busy telling me what to do or like drinking his own wee or like going mountain climbing. And I'd be like, oh, fuck off, Bear. I just want to read a book. Like,
yeah. I mean, all my life I've wanted everyone to leave me alone.
Yes.
And now this is where I am.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Bear Grylls.
I find him really annoying.
Yes. Frustrating, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah, super annoying. Yeah, and now he's got another show.
Has he?
Yeah, it's like Celebrities with Bear or something, or Bear Celebrity. I don't know what it is, but it's one of those where he takes people wild camping or survivaling or whatever it is. I know that's not a word.
I feel like what's happened there is Bear's gotten quite famous.
Yes.
But doesn't have any famous friends, right? And so what he's decided is he'll devise a format where he can meet really famous people and then keep their numbers. And then every now and again, he can invite them round for like an awkward dinner.
Yes.
Maybe.
Where he straps them to a chair and then it's like, oh, you're not going to be able to get out of this.
Yeah.
How's your Coco van?
How's your Coco van?
Also, I don't feel like he really needs the money now, does he? To
no,
do this.
No, I don't think so.
I'm pretty sure that he comes from a fairly privileged background as well.
I'd say he probably didn't need the money to start with.
Start with, yeah.
But you're right.
So fuck off my screens with your combat trousers.
Yeah. I hate it in the island with Bear Grylls, which I haven't watched since like the second series. The first one I really liked. Mm. Second one, I was like, oh, okay, maybe the format is tired already. And now they're on their like fourth or fifth.
Oh, God.
And you're thinking, but...
Is that celebrities or normal people?
It's celebrities. Oh. I think it's just celebrities, okay. Right? Or maybe they do the Celebrity Island.
Oh.
No. Sorry. Okay.
Are you confusing things?
No. I'm just actually thinking. And and when I think, no, there is one with regular people and celebrities. And as soon as they did the second celebrity one, that's when it became tired.
Mm-hmm.
The one with everyday people, I think, is still fine. I haven't watched one in a while. I imagine it's fine, but I would watch one if I remember to watch it.
Yeah.
What I do like is just seeing different people from society that you walk past in the street every day and seeing them on an island starving. And then
that's how you get your kids.
No, having to deal with each other is what I meant
to say.
Yes,
of course.
And being like, oh, actually, you know, I never would have thought we would get on, but actually we get on.
Yeah. So more of a social experiment.
A social experiment.
Yeah.
Pavlov's dogs, but with humans. maybe. But what I don't like about it is Bear Grylls is in it at the beginning, at the end, and he sets it up and he goes to the island and tells them what they've done right and wrong and being like, oh, great, you built a shelter. But he does these VTs in the middle where he's like, He's clearly just gone there in one day and filmed all the VTs.
See, lazy. We can add lazy to the
lazy.
List.
Lazy. But what he does for them is he, like, sweat. They make him look sweaty and, like, makes him a bit dirty and stuff. And so it looks like he's been on the island, but he hasn't.
No, he's sitting in a studio in Twickenham.
Yeah. Or something like that.
Oh, gosh.
Or they've just taken him to an island.
So he's not even on the island
whole time? No, he isn't, no.
So why does it need to be on the island with Bear Grylls?
I don't know.
Bear Grylls Island or whatever it's called.
You know, because he's like the survival guy. He drinks his own wee and he lives inside an animal or something. Do you know what I mean?
But he probably lives in bloody Hampstead or something.
Absolutely.
And also,
yeah.
So he literally just turns up and says, right, you've built that shelter wrong.
Yeah, at the end he'll just be like, he'll just turn up and be like, oh, well done for building a shelter, but you know, you could have done it much better.
Well, why don't you stay here and earn your money, Bear?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. I know, Joker. Right, yeah. Bear Grylls. Devil's advocate, right? He might keep you alive for a minute.
I don't think he would.
No.
No.
Okay.
I honestly don't think he would.
You do not?
I think he'd turn up on the first day and yeah. And then he'd fuck off and be like, by the way, this is my new show. Yeah.
Sucks in trouble. Hidden cameras everywhere. Just filming you.
Oh, no. I'd be all right as long as I had fresh water, I think.
Fresh water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I think you can survive on that.
Yeah.
Okay. For a bit. And then obviously like a couple of snacks or whatever.
Yeah, you would need some
probably
snacks.
Need some snacks. Yeah,
I think some snacks.
And Wi-Fi. Yeah. But I'll be fine.
And as we established earlier, maybe a smart TV.
Maybe a smart TV.
Yeah. Okay. Bear Grylls. What else about Bear Grylls? I mean, I imagine he's got massive ego.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely.
I mean, he's gotten pretty famous out of doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah, and I also get a feeling that he's not very charitable. I think he's got one of those faces.
I mean, that is so hard.
I don't mean in a kind of, like, I'm sure he's, I don't know, got a monthly direct debit to Amnesty International or whatever. But I think that if you were to like meet him on the street and be like, oh, mate, I'm really struggling.
Yeah.
You know, lend us a pound. He probably wouldn't.
That is so harsh.
I think he's got... I know
that
really,
is so harsh.
I know it's a bit specific, but I do. I think he's got that kind of sweaty smugness about him, which, as we now know, is all makeup. He's not. He doesn't even sweat. See? It's a sign of a psychopath.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. I'm trying to make a pun on the Crumpet Man sinker. But I think he's just like the non-thinking man's Ray Mears. I don't know.
See, Ray Mears. Yes, that I'd be interested in, you know.
All day long.
Yeah.
Ray Mears.
I'd learn something then.
Brilliant.
It's not all about him.
I imagine, actually, that Bear Grylls was sat at home watching Ray Mears thinking, I could take this to Channel 5. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Something like that.
And I think because... I suppose, objectively speaking, he is good looking.
Yes.
I suppose.
Yeah, he is. Yeah.
And I think I did find him attractive when he was first on telly years ago.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, then I thought, oh no, you're just really annoying.
Ah. Maybe there's added disappointment on your part as well.
Yeah, possibly.
not Raymond, for picking Bear Grylls.
Yeah, these are all people who I feel have wronged me.
In the past, yeah. In some way or another.
Yes.
Interesting. Maybe there's something much deeper about these choices than face value. Yeah.
Actually, a lot of childhood stuff there, really.
There
isn't
is, isn't there?
Like Carol Vorderman and my inability to do mental arithmetic.
Yes.
Anna Kendrick and all the pictures I went to school with. And then Bear Grylls and some kind of rejection.
Oh, my God. Did you think of that before this moment
in
time?
No, I didn't.
Interesting. Okay, I think that's the perfect moment to leave Bear Grylls on the island. Right?
Move on.
Okay, Bear Grylls is going to be your third choice. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Now, mercifully, among the wreckage of the plane, there's some food and drink left over. Unfortunately for you, it's your least favourite food and drink in the world. I'm very sorry. What are they and why are they so bad?
Mussels.
Food is going to be mussels.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
And I know that I'll probably have to end up eating them because we're by the sea and should probably eat. That's probably going to be plentiful.
Crustaceans
seafood,
or whatever.
But what? Even the word just makes me heave. Mussels, I don't get it. I don't get the thing about mussels. They're just... little bits of sea snot in a little handbag. Like, they're just really weird.
And they are kind weird.
Of, and the texture is gross. And I can't even bear to watch people eat them. And, and I've just been on holiday to Lanzarote where, like, some really good sea, like, it's an island, really, really good seafood.
Mm.
No. No. Not do it. And when people like dress it up as, oh, more freak, I'm like, freak. Oh, fuck off. I'll just have double freaks, thanks.
Yeah.
I just don't see, yeah, I don't see the point. Or like when people, you can see people eat them and then they've just got this whole, like, this mound of shells and then they're like mopping up the liquid that they've excreted with with bits of bread. And I think I've just like...
Do you feel a bit sick?
I can't talk about it. Okay. It's got some bile come up in my mouth.
Well, to add to that bile, so have you eaten them?
No.
Or is it just...
No, and then I had an allergy test done last year because I'm middle class like that now. Mm. And and she said, oh, you're allergic to mussels.
Really?
Yeah.
But then you had contempt for mussels before.
Previously, yeah. Massive contempt, yeah. And the people who eat them.
And so from that, you found out that had you actually tried them?
It wasn't going to be fatal. I think would have, I don't know, got a rash. A rash, yes. Yeah, probably.
Or some
hives
kind of
or something.
Swelling.
Yeah.
I don't know what you get. What do you get?
I don't know. She said it's just a slight, yeah, probably like a rash or something.
Something
skin related, I think.
Okay, but you've never tried them?
No.
No intention?
I'm also, like, not a fan of seafood in general.
Right, okay.
Yeah. I thought I could eat calamari, and then I went on holiday, and I was like, great, some really fresh calamari.
Mm.
But the texture was like, it was like human flesh. Oh. Like, it's all like what I imagine human flesh to be like. And then I realised I only really like the cheap calamari that you get, which is like a little bit rubbery and crispy, which I quite like.
I do like that.
But not like the really thick. And then I was like, oh, this... just actually tastes like what it was.
Right, okay, yeah. You'd rather be slightly detached.
Yeah, and it just felt like I was eating raw squid.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Your face is turning. Really? Yeah. It's that bad?
It was gross.
Do you eat fish?
No,
okay.
My family comes from like a landlocked part of India. They come from Punjab, so like fish is very much seen as a delicacy, a bit of a luxury. So
okay,
yes,
no fish.
So no, I don't mind a bit of smoked salmon.
So okay,
every now and again.
We're
fancy now. but yeah, like even cod. When people are like, oh, but you must like fish and chips. I'm like, no. Nobody should eat cod.
Your face has gone very serious.
I'm very serious.
Yeah.
Stop eating cod. We're running out, I think.
Are we?
Yeah.
How often do you think it's probably just some other fish and no one knows or cares? Just whatever the cheapest possible option is,
could
I think.
Be.
Maybe.
Like the whole horse meat thing. Mm. Like we wouldn't have known that.
I mean, yeah. I mean, how many people are going to call up a fish and chip shop and say...
is it definitely that?
Yeah. How often are they getting checked for...
yeah,
what
kind of fish is it?
I mean, my fish and chip shop hasn't changed their signage since the 70s. I don't imagine anyone's been there to check. You know, I think...
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway.
I digress, sorry.
Mussels.
Feel a bit ill. Do you want to move on?
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Mussels are going to be a food choice, and what's going to be a drink choice?
Peach schnapps.
Archers. Interesting.
Archers. Yes.
Okay.
It's my misspent youth.
Yes. Yeah. I was going to say, I can guess why.
Mm.
Please, divulge me.
I went to someone's 18th, and I don't even remember whose 18th it was, but it was above a pub in the small town that I'm from, right. In a function room above a pub. And
nice.
And because I think you do start drinking when you start drinking like kind of sweeter things.
Yes.
And
it's easier to get down,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah. So it was like Archers and lemonade.
Oh, right. Okay.
Was what I drank for a while.
Mm.
And then I got so drunk on it, and my parents didn't know I drank, still don't know. And my parents didn't know that I drank.
Hey, guys, if you're listening to this. What are the chances?
and I went home. I don't know. I don't even remember getting home. This is how drunk I was. Don't do it, kids. It's not. Stay in school.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember.
Stay in school.
I remember being on the toilet and throwing up into the sink next to me.
I had both
taps on because I was trying to hide me throwing up. And I was just violently ill. And then I could just take, you know, can you just taste it for like even like the next day? It doesn't matter how much you like brush your teeth and your tongue and you like rinse your mouth. No. Now, every time I'm sick, it tastes like peach schnapps.
Oh, no. Really?
Yes.
Because it was that bad.
Disgusting.
You've got to have drunk a lot of peach schnapps to get that drunk, right?
Yeah, yeah.
You gave it a good
massive
go.
Massive capacity. I mean, I'm definitely an overachiever.
Are you really?
Yeah. I like to give it a good go.
Do you? Yeah. Oh, my God. Oh. Peach schnapps. Have you tried it since?
No.
And you just
even
can't.
The smell of it, even the bottle, I can't even look at it.
Wow.
Yeah. It was a really bad experience.
Oh, my God. So they don't know that you drink?
No.
Interesting.
You'd think that after that, I'd be like, oh, I think I probably won't drink it. No.
I saw a video of you that's in which you said that they don't know that you do comedy. Yeah. I imagine they do now, right?
They do now. They didn't okay. for a long time.
Right, okay.
And then I got on the telly, didn't I?
Okay. And that'll do it.
Yeah. And then they still didn't see me then because I think it was on the red button.
Mm.
And somebody came up to like one of my dad's mates came up to him in town and told him one of my jokes.
It wasn't about him, was it? Okay, good. Yeah.
My dad came home and he was like, there's people talking about you in town. And is this one of your jokes? And I was like, yep. And now they're really looking forward to seeing me live. So I will finally let them.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, I will
that's
finally
great.
Let them come and see me.
Were you worried about them finding out that you did comedy?
Yeah, definitely. Look, you know, they came over here in the 60s and had to do really shitty jobs that nobody else wanted to do to make a living. And then here I am,
yeah.
however many years later, going, yeah, thanks, guys, but I'm going to go and do this terrible thing in front of people. I don't really know what I'm doing. And I'm not going to get paid for it most of the time, just so people can tell me how good I am.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thanks. Cheers for that. Yeah, right, yeah.
Cheers. Enjoy your retirement. I hope you've got some money put by because I would not be able to look after you.
Okay.
But I think for them, as soon as people started stopping them in the street and saying, oh, she's quite good, isn't she? And then they were like, yeah, yeah, we knew about it all along. She's brilliant.
Nice.
She,
okay.
We'll be 100% behind her.
Oh, they've got to be proud.
Have they, fuck. they are now. I don't think they fully understand it.
Okay.
And I'm not sure they ever will. Because they're like, why don't you want to work in a bank? Like, why don't you want some security and stability? Because that's all they ever wanted.
Mm.
So, I mean, that I get. We just come from different worlds.
Yeah.
I totally get that. So,
see you later, suckers. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. But they didn't know for like quite a long time.
So when are you going to tell them that you drink?
Yeah. Well, so I was going to... So they're coming to see me perform live in March. And
what think, better way to do it than in a room full of people?
Yeah, and I was like, there's only 400 people there. They can't say anything in public. Mm. No, I live with them, so I don't want to be thrown out. So,
what if they walk out?
No, don't say that.
Okay, I mean, no, obviously
that just sounds
they
like an anxiety.
Yeah.
No, but I do have to write a whole new 15-minute set because at the moment it's just taking the piss out of my mum. So I don't... in like the most loving way ever. But she's not going to see it as she's going to say, well, people are laughing at me. And they're not.
No.
They're just laughing. So, yeah. Any thoughts? Please write in. How do you...
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. So, Archers is going to be a good choice. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. So, fortunately for you, you won't be without entertainment on the island.
Yes.
The plane's entertainment system continues to work, but just your luck, it only has two working settings. One is your least favourite film of all time. The other, your least favourite song. What are they and why?
Do you want the film first?
Whatever, it's up to you.
Transformers.
I thought you were going to say the transport. film Transformers.
Any one of the Transformers.
Okay.
Partly because I detest Mark Wahlberg.
Right, because he was in the running, right?
He was in the running.
Interesting.
But now
okay.
we can talk about him. Partly because I detest him because he's done all sorts of shit and people have just gone, oh, Mark Wahlberg, you know, like beating people up and being racist and yes, yes. And now he's got a burger chain called Wahlburgers.
Oh,
who
no.
Who signed off on this? And then he was on Graham Norton where he was like on something or like just incredibly drunk and he was just really rude. And Michael Fassbender, who I had a very unhealthy obsession with for a very long time, was trying to tell a story and he was just very rude. And I was like, Michael does not deserve that level of disrespect.
It was personal.
It was personal. I was incensed. And then he... Did you see this tweet? There was a tweet of him talking about his daily routine.
Oh, yes,
you
I
know,
did.
You know, something like get up at 3:30 and
vile,
set my
horrible,
bed on fire and then eat half a cabbage and go for a run and have an ice bath. And I was like...
And then it's only 6:15 in the morning.
Yeah. And then I was like, also, mate, hasn't he got like 3 kids or something? The fuck's looking after your kids?
Yeah.
While you're off... I don't know, climbing a mountain or whatever, or
spend some time with your children.
Yeah, stop being a dick.
Mm.
He's like those men who are like take up fucking triathlons and stuff. It's like you just don't want to spend time with your family.
Okay,
that's what I'm saying.
Yes, I'm going to send this to someone that I know. But he also employs me, so maybe I might.
No, don't do that.
Okay, but I am going to.
Yeah,
it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it and fuck you, Chris.
And Transformers I hate because it's just like being in a massive washing machine. Just when you watch them, they're awful.
Why? How?
Just weird. Like the whole robot thing is weird, and Megan thingy, what's her face, is in it. Megan the Fox.
Megan Fox.
Yes, I think she's the crumpet man's thinker.
Yeah.
Which is going to make no sense if you don't keep in what came earlier.
Just string together 5 words. That's just what it is.
I find them really boring.
Yeah.
And I love all that shit.
Mm.
You know, normally I love a bit of sci-fi or robots or AI or whatever. But there's something about Transformers that I'm like, no, it doesn't do anything for me.
No, okay.
And maybe it's because I was only allowed to have NHS glasses when I was a child.
Okay.
And I stupidly picked a Transformers case because it was like upside down. So it was like a really lovely purple. And I took it home and I was like really happy because my glasses are shit and I'm going to get beaten up for them. But at least I've got a really nice purple glasses case. And I took it home and it had fucking Transformers on it. And this was before Transformers was cool, obviously, because this was back in the 90s or whatever it was. It was like 94 or something. And then I spent like the next 6 months trying to scratch off the Transformers logo with a compass.
Okay. Did you get beaten up for it?
No, because I was a bit of a bruiser actually as a kid.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, get you.
Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
No, I was messing with you.
No.
You even probably made Transformers cool. Right?
Yeah, I don't think I had that kind of sway though.
Okay,
yeah.
Right. If they said anything, you could batter them, but...
Yeah, it was more that. It was more like...
This is really petty, but... Whenever I tried to watch a Transformers film, I just can't... The sound effects just kill me. It's just constant like...
Yes! That's what I mean.
Every, like, 10 minutes.
Yeah. Like, what's the fucking... I still don't know what Transformer is. I've sat through it. Actually, I had an audition to be in one of the films. It's like a very, very tiny part, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
And it's like, yeah, of course, I'll sit around a table and be like, oh, the climate change is awful, or whatever it was.
Is that your line?
It was like one line. It was like they wanted a brown face around a table.
Right.
And I was like, dude, it's a table full of scientists. You should have, like, all brown faces.
You should have told them that in the audition.
This was also the audition where they asked me to do an accent.
Right.
And I said, oh, what accent would you like? Knowing full well what accent they wanted. But I thought, how bloody dare you just assume that I can do that? And I said, what accent would you like? And they went, oh, you know, I was like, no, I don't. Which accent would
no,
you
yeah,
like?
Go on.
Oh, like a
Spanish?
My Welsh is really good. They were like, oh, like an Asian accent? And I was like, What kind of Asian accent? I was, and that's probably why I didn't get the part because I was.
Good for you though.
Yeah, calling them out on their bullshit.
So this is personal.
Yeah, this is personal, and also I hate Mark Wahlberg.
God, fuck you, Transformers.
Exactly.
Right.
And fuck you, Mark Wahlberg.
So, where were they filming it then? Like Elstree or somewhere?
I don't know. I didn't get that far.
Okay, interesting.
I've no idea. It was very kind of like you didn't get the script. You didn't get. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
right.
And I was like I went up for a really minor part, and they were like, "We'll just send you your line
was
and the line before it
in London somewhere."
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Right. Okay. Mm. Transformers.
I know.
You bastards.
Exactly. So stop it, Mark Wahlberg. Go look after your kids.
Yes. Stop it, Mark Wahlberg. Stop making new Transformers films.
Yeah. Nobody needs it.
One just come out. It's the Bumblebee story.
What?
Fuck off.
What is that?
It's just like the car. Oh my God, I don't know why I know this. The car called Bumblebee, which is the yellow one.
Right.
Has got its own spin-off, like the story of Bumblebee.
Oh, good God, spare us.
I know, right?
Wow, how do you know this?
I don't know. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm not even a fan.
I'm embarrassed for you.
I know. I don't even watch that much TV or pay that much attention to
obviously
anything.
Obviously you do, because you know all about the Bumblebee spin-off.
I know. Oh my God, I'm a loser.
The only way I can get behind the Bumblebee spin-off is if it encourages people to plant more wildflowers to attract more bees.
Nice. I thought you were going to save Jason Statham was in there.
Yeah, that's too obvious.
He could be in it.
Oh, no, and then I'd have to watch it.
Can I Google this?
Yeah,
now?
Go on.
Oh, my.
If Anna Kendrick said it, I'm leaving.
Okay. If they're in it together, you are.
Oh, no.
Right. No, don't search Jason Statham. Bumblebee. Bumblebee.
How do you even get this past the studios?
I don't know. Who is it? Oh, well, no. Oh. You might be annoyed with me for this.
Oh, what? Is he in it?
It's John Cena. That guy.
Oh, yes.
Who's like, he was in WWE and he's like, sorry, I got them mixed up. That's out of order.
You did, didn't you?
Mm.
Yeah. Sorry. But I'm quite relieved. I'm not
okay, that's not him. Okay, yeah. Cool. Okay, so Transformers is going to be your film. And what's going to be the song?
A song by the New Radicals. Do you know the one I mean?
Is it
You only get what you give?
Yeah. Okay, yes, yes. Go on, please.
Awful earworm that just gets stuck in your head.
Yes.
Just proper white girl disco. Like, I can't. You know, there's like a time in your life where you start becoming really aware of music.
Mm.
And I think for me, it was like around 12-ish. Not like I didn't realise music existed, but like popular music, you get really into it.
Yeah.
And I think I was like around 12
yeah.
when that happened. And then I used to like start and listen to a lot of radio, or lots of different radio stations. And then this song was always on.
Mm.
Every fucking time I switched on the radio, this song was on. And I just can't. And what does it even mean? Like, I cannot tell you. I've listened to it so many times, just not through choice.
Yeah.
And I don't, apart from that one line, we struggled saying
yes.
it. You only get what you give.
Is you
that,
only get what you give, yeah.
Yeah, and that whiny voice.
Is it called You Only Get What You Give?
Yeah, sure. We're going to have to Google it.
We don't have to. Everyone knows the song.
Yeah.
I used to put in a bit of the song and then someone told me that
you can't
I
do
could
that.
Get in trouble for
yes.
that.
Yes.
You only... Here we go. We're doing this.
We're doing it. We're both doing it.
I know. We shouldn't both be doing it.
Here we go. You get what you give.
You get what you give. Oh, my God.
I think you can play... Can you play a bit of the song?
You can't. It's a thing.
Even a little bit? No. Even, like, 10 seconds?
Mm-mm. No, you're not. No. You're actually not allowed. The rule is none. But everyone gets it wrong.
Because I thought it was, like, 10 seconds.
Well, it's just... I used to put 10 seconds
yeah.
in. But it's, like... I've gotten a bit nerdy about this stuff. And I get sent emails about these things. And it's just none. That's it.
Wow.
You genuinely are not allowed to.
So you
to
have to
in.
Like what, buy the rights somehow?
Yeah.
Oh, fuck off. Not giving New Radicals any of my money.
I know. Yeah. We've talked about them enough. I mean, so this song is personal to me in a way.
Oh.
I talk about it quite a lot. I don't know if I ever have on this podcast because I don't think it's ever come up.
Oh, no. Did you write it?
I wrote it. And... No, I didn't write it.
You're the front man.
Embarrassingly, it was the first song I ever bought.
Oh, I knew you were going to say this.
I know. I bought it on tape.
Oh.
And I must have been, I don't know how old, 10, 11, 12 when it came out, I'm not sure. And I went to...
Oh my God, what are the chances?
I went to Virgin in town. And bought it on tape.
You went to the Big Virgin in town to buy it.
On like 99p or whatever it was. I bought it. I played it loads. But I find that so embarrassing. That One Hit Wonder was my first song. And, you know, a very, very average one at that.
Yeah, they really were One Hit Wonders as well, weren't they?
Yeah. That guy has written so many songs.
Really?
Yeah.
What, Greg Alexander?
Is that his name?
The front man.
The front man. Are you looking at it now?
No.
You just know.
I can't believe you just like threw me under the bus like that. They didn't have to know that.
It's better if they do. Transparency. Okay.
They were only active for 2 years. Mm. They disbanded. There we go. Good.
I'm going to edit out the other bit and you're going to look really knowledgeable. Just going to look like you know.
You just make me sound good. Yeah. It was a top five hit here.
It was a top five? Mm. You didn't get to number one?
It got to number one in Canada and New Zealand. See, I have a weird...
You just have a way of remembering.
Retention of, like, just really things that are just useless. Nothing important, like mental arithmetic, obviously.
He wrote... the only one I can remember that he definitely wrote was Roller Coaster for Ronan Keating. You know the ones that's
no.
like, life is a roller coaster, oh, you just gotta ride it. Which actually, when you think of the two songs, it kind of makes sense that he wrote both of those, I think.
Yeah, I think thematically they're very similar.
Mm, very, very similar.
yeah, and I think this one I struggled with the most because if I don't really like a song, I just don't listen to it.
Of course, you have that option.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, you don't have to.
So,
yeah.
like, my Spotify is Fleetwood Mac and jazz, basically. So I was like, I don't really want to listen to anything else at the moment. And but I just remember like being on the radio or like in shops and stuff, like not being able to turn it off. And this was like the days of pre-noise cancelling headphones, obviously. So I couldn't really shut myself up.
Yeah.
And it was everywhere.
It's different, yeah. Yeah. You've got to be.
And I even remember like recording Top of the Pops and it being on one of the Top of the Pops that I recorded.
That's it.
No.
Oh my God.
It's just.
It was from a time where you just couldn't get away.
Yeah, you just couldn't escape.
Less options.
Shit songs.
It's like Carol Vorderman, right?
Yeah.
Less options, so you're bombarded.
Mm.
Okay. You Get What You Give.
Yes, that's the song.
By the New Radicals. Okay, thank you very much. And finally, the island is overrun by the biggest dick of all the animals. Which animal is it and why?
Is it like one animal? Is it like plural of the same animal?
That is up to you.
Mice.
Mice. Okay. Mice. Fair play.
They're just little bastards.
Aren't they?
They really are. I was going to say like spiders or whatever, but no, mice. See, we had a bit of a mice infestation.
Hmm. Oh, you did?
Recently. Yeah, and it lasted forever. Because you just think, and everyone goes, oh, just put peppermint oil on your skirting boards. And you know, I did it all, peppermint oil, filled up any kind of little holes or whatever, like with... foil, because I hate foil because I can't chew through it. And then I got not mice poison but rat poison. I got like weapons grade rat poison from Amazon, which is probably illegal. And then just in these massive trays,
did you really?
Just put them in every corner of every room. I spent a fucking fortune getting rid of these mice with bits of peanut butter on it because they love peanut butter. So I was like, they'll come for the peanut butter and then they'll die. But then they didn't die further enough from, because generally they go and they'll like eat it and then they'll fuck off to wherever they're going next and then they will die somewhere outside the house, but they didn't, the lazy bastards. They died in the house, so then I had to dispose of dead mice.
Oh no.
And not only that, not only did they not have the decency to go and die somewhere else, but they're so bold.
What do you mean?
Well, I was in bed and I don't know, reading or something. And one of them hopped up on the radiator and was on my windowsill looking at me.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Just looking at me.
That is bold.
Yeah. Or like I'd be on the landing, like getting the laundry together or something. One of them ran between my legs into my room.
Oh
yes.
Oh my God.
See?
That's horrible.
Do not give a shit. They know exactly what they're doing when they're chewing through wires or they're chomping on your birth certificate or whatever. Like they
did that happen? Oh my God. I mean, it's just like this tricky little monsters.
Yeah, I think they're bloody conniving. Mm. I really do think they'll fuck off Stuart Little.
Yeah.
Like that's great PR for
Stuart
them.
Little.
That's great PR for them. But I think they're awful creatures.
An island overrun by them.
Oh,
horrible. They are gross as well.
Yeah.
The idea of that just like being near you at any
time. Yeah, or like hearing them.
Oh,
and you're like, I don't know where they are.
Actually,
and
hearing them is worse than seeing them, I think. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Stuff of nightmares.
I was on the tube platform yesterday and they were just popping in and out, just like running near people, near your bag, like near your
feet. No, on the platform.
Yeah, on the platform.
Oh, I thought you meant like in the little bastard. Where the train comes, because that's where I see rats normally.
No, no, just like on the platform, just like popping out.
Do you see what I mean? Do you see this is a sign of the end times? It is.
The apocalypse is coming.
Well, because they're that used to obviously being around humans.
Mm.
So no wonder there was one perched on my waste paper basket.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Okay. It's like foxes. They're that close to like attacking us.
Yeah.
You know, and taking our...
But I feel like with mice it's more because, you know, they can fit through a gap the width of a pencil.
Oh, no. So they could just get anywhere.
Yeah. And it got so bad that I was sleeping with... I would play... As I was sleeping, sounds of cats meowing.
Oh my god!
Because I thought that no, they don't.
They're not bothered.
No, they're not. They know. Shit. Yeah, they don't care.
They see that it's coming from a big box, and they just think, I'm not pandering to this. There's no cat here.
Exactly.
Okay, mice. It's going to be Anna Joyce. So, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having
me. It's been great. I've really enjoyed it. We were talking before. You're going to Edinburgh.
I am, yes. I'm going to make my debut.
Oh,
the
debut. Festival,
yes,
nice.
With a show called For Suck's Sake. And yeah, come along. I'll be starting previews in March.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Okay, amazing. And fantastic title.
Thank you. It was either that or like Suck My Dick. So
was that close? No. And then your parents definitely.
Definitely,
would,
yeah. I definitely would need to move into your spare room. Yeah,
yeah. You would. Save that one for later,
yes.
Right? And that show title, For Suck's Sake,
yes.
Is also your Twitter handle, right?
It is.
So if people want to find you, they can go on to
Twitter or Instagram is where you will find me Instagramming or tweeting about mice, Mark Wahlberg, and mental arithmetic.
Nice.
Look at that.
And imagine you post your gigs up on there as well.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, brilliant. So if they want to find out where you are, they can
just
find it there.
Come along.
Okay. Sucks, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you very much. I had a really good time.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.